Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Avos, Parakei Mishnah Yud and Yud Aleph. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel Shishi B'zecher Fani Rizvi Kalgun B'Karuv Mamish. And now we continue discussing the number four. The Mishnah tells us Arba Midas Ba'Adam. There are four Midas, four characteristics in a person, specifically regarding a person's giving nature, how much he wants to or doesn't want to give away of his own personal things to other people. Number one is Ha'amir, a person who says Shali Shali V'Shalcha Shalach. What's mine is mine, and what's yours is yours. So Zumi the Beinanis. This is an average Midah. This is the average way people usually are. They want to keep their possessions for themselves. They like their stuff. Their stuff's important to them. Their money, all the things that they have, they don't want to give it away. And they recognize the value of personal things. I don't want other people to lose their stuff. So therefore, what's mine is mine and what's yours is yours. However, v'yesh armim zu midas sedaim. Some say that this is midah of sedaim and it's not the average midah. We know that people of sedaim were blessed with abundance. The pasuk describes sedaim as an eretz or chavas yadaim, wide and expansive. No one lacked for anything. And still they're makbid not to give away anything of theirs, even though it could benefit their fellow. And same thing with this yid in our Mishnah. He doesn't give anything of his away, even if the other person is going to benefit and he's not losing anything. Now, he's not a Rasha like we see at the end of the Mishnah. He's technically very straight and principled, but we all know about the people of Sadaim, so maybe this is not the best Midah to have. Moving on, Shali Shalach Vishalcha Shali. If one says, what's mine is yours and what's yours is mine. Ama Aretz, he's an Ama Aretz. Now, over here, Ama Aretz is not being used in its classic sense. It's technically positive. It means somebody who wants the goodness of the land. This is a very healthy approach. It's balanced. Everyone's freely giving of their possessions, sharing equally with everyone. The problem is that he's missing a key ingredient. There's a pasuk in Mishlei which clearly tells us, Sainei matanis yichya, one who despises gifts shall live. And he in essence is saying, I love taking gifts from other people, I like giving them, but I also like taking them, and therefore this is not a proper midah. On to midah number three, if a person says, Shali shalach v'shalcha shalach, what's mine is yours, and what's yours is yours, chassid. He's a chassid, he's pious. Because not only does he not take gifts from others, but he's also completely freely giving of his own things, and that's wonderful. Lastly, if a person says, Shali Shali V'shalcha Shali, what's mine is mine, and what's yours is mine, Rasha, he's a Rasha. That's because he keeps everything for himself, he's very stingy, he's a Kamtzon, and the reason why we're calling him a Rasha is because we're afraid that since he loves money and things and stuff and possessions so much, he's going to end up doing something improper. Maybe he's going to come to steal or be dishonest in his dealings just so he could acquire more and more. So that's why we're calling him a Rasha. Moving on to Mishnah Yud Aleph, Arba Midas B'Day. Deis, the four different midas in deis and personalities of people, and this is specifically in regards to anger and the opposite. Noach lechais v'noach lertzais. If a person is very quick to anger, but he's also very quick to be appeased, yatzas schari behefseidai. The schar that he gains goes out because of the loss. Meaning, even though he does have schar, he does gain a lot by being very easily appeased. He still loses more than that because he's so easy to anger. Most of his actions and things that he does are going to be makokel. They're going to be on the not such good side of things. Now the other way around. Around is kasha lichos v'kasha lirtzos. If he's hard to anger and he's hard to appease, yatzav seidei v'scharoi. Whatever he loses by being hard to appease is trumped by the gain, because since it's so difficult to anger him, the majority of that which he does is good. Now kasha lichos v'noach lirtzos, he's very difficult to anger and he's very easy to appease, chassid, so he's very pious. That's wonderful. It's hard to get him angry, and even when you do get him angry, he's able to be calmed down and appeased very quickly. That's wonderful. And noach lichos v'kasha lirtzos, if a person is very easily angered and very difficult to appease him, Rasha, so he's a Rasha. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Yud Beis and Gimel with more things that have to do with four. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.